Amoini kunos vidion in avas nimistos in tentaio in tisavi. Maria ti parteros eftah lana tlenu ayun kulubina. Ya Allah ma'inun erin enşed bimagarani ennek irtefata. A'lemin eşşerubi ennek irtefati a'lemin eşşerubim. زهرات البخور ابنة يوقيم حقا مستحقتان التطويبات يا أم المسيح يسوع المسيح ربنا حواء الأولى وطيقات من قبل والدة الإله السماء الثانية كثيرا جدا هي مدحها المملوء مجدان القديسة مريم هالأنبياء يدلوننا على الشفيع لكي يرحمنا الله المملوء نعمة الله اخترها المضمار الناقية الحسن المنيع يسوع المسيح إلهنا قد تنازل وفي الرحم الطاهر قد تجسد بوستان العطر والكنز مخفى فيه يسوع هو الجوهر الكثيرات الثمان شعب المؤمنين يطوبونك باستحقاق وأيضا يسمون مريم العذراء باب السماء افتح لنا يا رب باب هيكلك من يقدر أن ينطق بكرامة مريم أم محب البشر المفعى مقدسة أنت تعرف أفكاري الله الرؤوف بالتهليل لتكلم عن عروسك فرح وتهليل ملأ كل قلبنا لدت عمانوئيل رب الكل الروح القدوس ضل لك فولدت القدوس يا مريم الملكة سمو مكانتك يا صاحبة الدلة أعلى من السماوات يدات البتولية يقدمون لك تسبيح يا والدة الإله لأن الكلمة الذاتي تجسد منك أنت مشتملة بالطهر من الداخل والخارج ولدت الملك الغافر لنا يا ابن الله إلهنا مالك الدهور نكلم ونكرم والدة الإله بترتي الشاقية من أجل أنك مجدتها بحلولك في بطنها الطاهرة رفعتها للسموات سلام لك يا مريم الحمامة الحسنة المملوءة بركة العفيفة النقية باقية أيامنا نباركك يا رب ونكرم أمك العذراء يا باب الحياة اشفعي فينا أمام ابنك ليترافع علينا اقبلنا لك يا ربي في ملكوتك من أجل ولدة الإله مريم ملكتنا يليق بك التماجيد نؤمن بك ووالدتك مريم بدد أعداء الكنيسة مع حجج الفسد أيها الكلمة الذاتي كمثل طبيب حقيقي بمشورة الثالوث علقت أمرضنا بواسطة مريم لأنك أشرقت جسديا بغير زرع بشر من العذراء من قبل محبتك للبشر اغرس فينا ثمرة محبتك من قبل طلبة والدتك الحكيمة لأجلنا أطلب إليك يا مخلصنا انقذ عبدك من التجارب أي كوتين سكين بشاكن بعيد باشوي سيسو ساري فويتي نيروي حين لعني لبطاط الخاطية يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني كن لي معينا لكي تخلصني كن لي معينا يا ربي يسوع المسيح يسوع أعني صلاحك فليدركني سريعا يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني ضل علي بظل جناحك يا ربي يسوع أعني في ستة أيام صنعت كل الخالق يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني سبع مرات في اليوم أبارك اسمك يا ربي يسوع أعني هاكل للبرية تمجد اسمك ربي يسوع المسيح أعني لك الربوبية والسلطان يا ربي يسوع أعني أسرع يا إلهي لتخلصني يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني كل ركبة تكف أمامك يا ربي يسوع أعني كل الألسنة معا تبارك اسمك يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني أصرف وجهك عن خطاياي يا ربي يسوع أعني جميع أثامي الله امحيها يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني أنت تعرف أفكاري وتحفظ كليتي يا ربي يسوع أعني قلبا طاهرا اخلقه فيا يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني روحك القدوس لتنزعه مني يا ربي يسوع أعني أمن سمعك إلي واستجب لي عاجلا يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني قرر لي ناموسا في طريق عدلك يا ربي يسوع أعني ملكوتك يا إلهي ملكوت أبدي يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني أنت ابن الله آمنت بك يا ربي يسوع أعني يا حامل خطيئة العالم ارحمني يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني اغفر لي كثرة آثامي يا ربي يسوع أعني كل الأنفس معا تبارك اسمك يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني تأنى علي ولا تهلكني سريعا يا ربي يسوع أعني أقوم وقت السحر لأبارك اسمك يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني حلو نيرك وحملك خفيف يا ربي يسوع أعني في زمن مقبول استجب لي يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني محبوب هو اسمك القدوس يا ربي يسوع أعني فارق عني كل الأبنسة يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني اغرس فيا ثمرة برك يا ربي يسوع أعني أعطينا سلامك الحقيقي واغفر لنا خطايانا يا ربي يسوع المسيح أعني لي I'm en in que ahí que estos eonas son eonon. Amin. Ranni venide chos in denia somatos ne anancho angelos ne marci angelos ne mieblogo adametto valietic Ayeto al mushtamile be megdrab bil gunut ti eti nevon Eho ti efrit o in lam pros eho ti nisherobim o serofim Dav settat agne hayor of refu alen ki bitalil pi omar ye chos yeo ti etvein Tentai o ti evkaginim ya chobin chit li enek enti بالحقيقة طريق المؤدي إلى السماوات أرتنتي يوتي مفراش مثالي لرمرتين وقوم تشيرين سيون يا من لبستي لباس السمائيين حتى سترتي آدم بلباس النعمة Aretat stofen keso ve pi paradiso septo vesto besemen punuf mancho minindike uz. Kobbe haqiqiye ya Maryam nadira maudafi vasta şehadet sadikati ki voto senato levetto gönnuben sasan iven. Bin bi elan steni onen şerum bimi kunan kıstin lehemi el muhfafi ilmen. وذا كلمات الآب أتى وتجسد من كيتي لخني النوبة فايخا في عين أمي اتف عين بكوز مزميات شخن تيروف المجمر الذهبي الحملة قمر النار والبخور المختار آل عمباري بيجفون تعار ونطفي ريفون نمتي ريان ثواب انت بستوين وفي يدي جمعام انت دلنا على ولدتك العجيبة يا مريم العذراء اكسل سلسل لنمسكي بيكي وبي ميسيس ببروفي وميسيس ببروفي تيس كنبتاين تسكيني تكسل سلسل القبة الأولى التي صنعها موسى موضع مغفرة خطايا بني إسرائيل ثم يسكن وقوغت بصاجي مبشوز نم كتربتي بستير وطفطة مفرقوم كان في القبة تابوت مصفح بالدهب من داخل ومن خارج ونستريون كيرن ديسكيني هنشربي منه بسرخي بيقف كان بالقبة قسط ذهبي واكل من مخففي ونخلي النوب كين دسكيني ربي شاش في الكبس رأيني اقوس كان في القبة مجمرة من ذهب والعود المختار في وسطينا ونرين استيراضي كين دسكيني أفشل أمير أستير جنب إيم بإسرائيل كان في القبة عصارون هذه التي أظهرت غرزن ولا ساقين ونتربز النوب كين دسكيني وأي كن دبروتسيس كيري أقوس كان في القبة رئيس كان يصعد الذبايح عن خطايا الشعب شنشول ميروف جنبت كراتور شافوا لي إما فننون تبيلاوس من قبل مريم ابنة يواقم عرفنا الذبيحة الحقيقية لمغفرة الخطايا من يقدر أن يصف كرامة القبة التي زينا النبي لما راه المعلمون المختار للكتب المقدسة تعجبوا جدا وفكروا بفهمهم السامي وفسروها من الكتب المقدسة ودعوا مريم ابنة يواقيم القبة الحقيقية التي رب الجنود جنود شبه التابوت بالعذراء وذهب المختار بطهارتها شبه الغطاء بالعذراء وكروب المجد يضللنا عليها، شبه القسط الذهبي بالعذراء واكلة المن بمخلصنا، شبه المنارة الذهبية بالكنيسة وسرجها السبعة بالسبع طماط، شبه المجمر الذهبي بالعذراء وعنبرها بعمانوئيل، شبه زهرات البخور بمريم الملكة بخرى المختار ببتوليتها أفن بيشفون تيارون يجنب شنت بي استغروس اتفنش بان شو يسيرو شنس صوت يمون، شبه المايد الذهبية بالمذبح وخبز التقدم بجسد الرب أفن بأرشير افسي جنب صوتين بيشوش يمين كنو فيفول فيطفن في شوي وتيسيس شيبي جنبي الصوروس كبب قايم بنجنوس عفشول ميرو فنجم فيوتنا غاطوس مفنان تاراروي جنتي غلغوتا فتح باب الفردوس ورد آدم إلى رئاسته مرات أخرى إفولغيتي تتوني امو كم شوي سنثق بفنوتي امي اتئير نعنش فيري اظهرت قوتك في الشعوب وخلصت شعبك بذرائك اكشنك امنتي اكني بشويتي اخمال ويسيك بالبعيت امو وأنعمت علينا بالحرية مرة أخرى كإله صالح نقوم تخلصتنا أبخريستوس بنوتيتم في فنية موت إن ثوب بتعرشي إنتني إيفان ونكوت ظهر لمريم المجدلية وخطبها هكذا قائلا أعلمي إخوتي أن يذهبوا إلى الجليل هناك يرونني، فجاءت مريم إلى التأسيب قالت إنها رأت الرب أنه قال لها هذا، كان بالحقيقة اهتماما قديسة مريم المجدلية حسنا في أحد السبت أتت إلى القبر طلبة باكتها قيامة الرب صناف بأنجيل وسمشي جنبي ويني وشف أوليف قوام وجفتنف أفكيم باين مان في فايتن تي اون افن وشي فولين بوهموس جيكس منوت وبشوي سيسوس جي اكتون كاكسون تيمون ورحمك يا إلهي غير محصى وكثيرة جدا يا رأفتك قطرات المطر محصى عندك جمعها ورمل البحر كأن أمام عينيك فكم بالأحرى قطع يا نفسي هذه الظاهرة أمامك يا ربي الخطايا التي صنعتها يا ربي لا تذكرها ولا تحسبها ثمي نالعشار اخترت الزني خلصتها والسليام يا سيدي ذكرته أنا أيضا الخاطئ يا سيدي علمني أنا أصنع توبة لأنك لتشاء موت الخاطئ مثل أن يرجع وتحيا نفسه ردنا الله إلى خلاصك وعاملنا كصلاحك لأنك أنت صالح ورحوم فلتدركنا رأفتك سريعا رافع علينا كلنا يا رب الإله يا مخلصنا وارحمنا كعظيم رحمتك هؤلاء اذكرهم يا سيدنا المسيح كن في وسطنا صرخا قائلا سلامي أنا أعطيكم سلام أبي أنا أتركه معكم ببؤور دتي إيريني موينان انتك إيريني سمنينان انتك إيريني كان نوذينان إيفول فارق على الكنيسة وحصنها فلا تتزعزع إلى الأبد ما نوين فنوتي خنتن ميتي تينو خنبقو أنت بفيض فالثواب ليباركنا الله ويطهر قلوبنا ويشفي أمراض نفوسنا وأجسادنا تنقو أشتمك وبأكل إسطوس ننبك يوغلتن أغاثوس ننبي أبناء مصواف جي أكتمك صوتي أمون صوتي صامين يا أبانا الذي في السماوات ليس لنا معين في شدائد نوديقاتنا سواك يا أبانا الذي في السماوات آفریس که با دینگو نفر و اینترین و نفر ایرون اف شبتنین اف افتین سوین و نفتی تو تین اف انتین شاعری اتای و نوفای این توفون مرنتیم و ایروفوپ مستفر ایرون خیم پای ایگو تو افانیم نیو تیرون تپن امخ تنهرینی دنین جپی پانتو کراتور شاین سپنوتی
روز همکساسه
او ما سلو قد فانتو کراتور لفاد را وان لود قد انسی We thank you for every condition, concern every condition and in every condition. For you have called us, helped us, called us, accepted us to you, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray for my father. Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplication. Pray the same what for that which is going to be have at all times, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with you and fear. O leave all temptation in the wake of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest in the land. Once شافك ونادي الكريس المقدس التي لك أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوة
العدو
Shere mi kare ti mishtam arshiyah Father, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the soul of your servant who hath fallen asleep, our fathers and our brethren. Graciously, O Lord, uphold all their souls in the bottom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in a green pasture, but that is still water in the paradise of joy. The place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sins. Raise up their bodies also in the day which you have appointed according to your true promises which are without lie. Grant them the good things of your promise, that which an eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have come upon the heart of man, the thing which you, O God, have prepared for those who love your holy name. For there is no death for your servant but a departure, even if any negligence or heedlessness hath overtaken them as the man. Since they were clothed in flesh and dwelt in this world, O God, as the good one and lover of mankind, graciously accord, O Lord, to repose and forgive them your servants, the orthodox Christian one and world word from the east to the west, from the north to the each one according to his name, and each one according to her name. For no one is pure and without blemish, even though his life on earth be a single day. As for those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken, repose them, and may they be worthy of the kingdom of the heavens. As for us all, grant us our Christian perfection that were pleasing to you, and give them an assurance and inheritance with all your saints.
Lord, have mercy.
Graciously accord, O Lord, to keep us this night and our sin. Blessed are you, O Lord God of our Father, and exceeding blessed and glorified be your name forever. Amen. Let your mercy, Lord, be upon us according to our hope in you. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Hear us, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the nation of the earth. And you, O Lord, keep us safe from this generation forever. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord, make me understand your commandments. Blessed are you, O Lord, enlighten me with your righteousness. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Despise not, O Lord, the works of your hands. You have been my refuge from generation to generation. Have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Lord, I have fled unto you. Save me and teach me to do your will, for you are my God, and with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see life. Let your mercy come unto those who know you, and your righteousness often be upright in heart. To you grants blessings, to you grants praise, to you grants glory, O Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, exist in the beginning, now, and forever and ever. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High, to show mercy and mercy every morning, and your righteousness every night. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. Holy God, holy God, holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who rose from dead and said to the heavens, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people, heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our Father, and present our fallen asleep, O Lord, repose their souls. O Lord, our sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O Lord, our sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplications. For yours is the glory, the dominion, and triple holiness. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen.
Christus Jesus, ven troi semina lui ascertenti oeros, Jesu abs minuto in presence, in eventimus notis mambe Christus.
Lift up our praise unto your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins.
Share setos mis in animio, in entoiv mime Christus, ben noti ti par senos es oe.
Thanks the Lord on our behalf, that he have mercy on our souls, and forgive us our sins.
Ti par senos Maria, empti fiuto consu, empti e prostatis et enot in teb genus in te,
intercede on our behalf before Christ, whom you bore, that he may forgive us our sins.
Cere neo ti parzenos, diuro in mine, lisini, cere pshushon te, bengenos arek fonan in menui.
We ask you to remember us, for our faithful advocate before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
So selim Mariam, chenif yoid saib shoysa, uinam empes men rites tohem ofer yegod.
As David has said in the book of Psalms, the queen stood at your right hand and O king.
Solomon moti erus chem bigoin teni gojata sonio otaish virita bulisim mi.
For he has given a symbol of her in many mindings, saying, come out of your garden, O choicest aroma.
السلام لك يا أيتها العذراء الملكة الحقيقية الحقانية السلام لفخر جنسنا ولدتي لنا عمانوئيل.
We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Marcus be apostolos, O be evangelistis, be misrechaniem, kavente be monog.
You have come and enlightened us through your gospel and taught us the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. All the tribes of the earth were blessed through you, and your words have reached the ends of the world.
Be martyrus, share be evangelisti, share be apostolos, Marcos be seorimus.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, we order of God the evangelist, send Mark the apostle, that he may forgive us our sins.
Share nakovi martiro, share betroi gengeneo, share via slovoros, diageos avamina.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O Christ bearer and martyr, send avamina, that he may forgive us our sins.
Share benyotava Antonios Bechem sent it met monaho, share benyotava Pavli, be men read the Becherestos.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O my Lord and Father, who love their children of Antoni and of Paul, that he may forgive us our sins.
Oniat Chinom is me benyotis of our patriarch, his Baba of Kirill, be Masogo, be men read the Becherestos.
Our behalf, our Lord, the Father, Patriarch of Kirillus, the sixth, that he may forgive us our sins.
Sherina Kova Visavi Eterno Fenegini Sajin Sofo, Aksarin Toli Eto, Akiri Pegaroth, Ethnane.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, our Holy Father, the head of the monastery, the righteous of Avisa, that he may forgive us our sins.
Shomien Sor, Somsegon, Chenimetro, Seter, Kenchito, Tishas and Neftirenti, Seoto, Kosito, Emperor, Senos, and Seonibe.
Ask from him whom you have borne, our good Savior, to take away our troubles and grant us this peace.
لك يا أيتها العذراء الملكة الحقيقية الحقانية السلام لفخر جنسنا ولدتي لنا عمانوئيل.
We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, before our ask that he may forgive us our sins.
We exalt you, good Mother, the true light. We glorify you, O Saint of Theotokos, who have brought forth unto us a Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory be to our Master, our King, Christ, the Pride of the Apostles, the Crown of the Martyrs, the Joy of the Righteous, the firmness of the Churches, the forgiveness of sins.
We proclaim the Holy Trinity, in one Godhead. We worship him, we glorify him. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen. We believe in one God,
God the Father, the Pater Creator, Creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of the light, true God, begotten not created, one essence with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day, he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, sits the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end.
Yes, we believe
in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, and with the Father, the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church.
We confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Ah.
theotokos es ouabma are ya emsho Ashven so bemini volchen bahet terftena esmo ebek ranef shoisem biepter bird your name and I'm comforted O King of the ages and God of all God Yesu al Messiah ila الحقيقي الذي أتى من أجل خلصنا متجسدا He was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of Mary the pure وقلب حزننا وكل ضيقنا إلى فرح قلب وتالي الكل Let us worship him and sing to him Hail his birth Mary beautiful ونصر بصوت التهليل قائلين السلام لك يا مريم أم عمانوئيل السلام لك يا مريم فرح هابيل البار السلام لك يا مريم عذر الحقيقية السلام لك يا مريم خلاص نوح السلام لك يا مريم غير الدنس الهادئة السلام لك يا مريم يا تالي ليعقوب السلام لك يا مريم ربوات مضافة السلام لك يا مريم فاخر يهوذا السلام لك يا مريم يا أم السيد السلام لك يا مريم سبت أيوب البار السلام لك يا مريم الحجر الكريم السلام لك يا مريم يا أم الحبيب السلام لك يا مريم ابنة الملك داود السلام لك يا مريم علم حظ حسبيّ السلام لك يا مريم نعم الدانية سلام لك يا مريم قوة إلي سلام لك يا مريم نعمة إليشا السلام لمريم التي شهد لها جميع الأنبياء وقالوا هو الله الكلمة الذي تجسد منك بوحدانية لا ينطق بمثلها حبلت وولدت بغير مبادة ابن العلي الكلمة الذاتي بصلواتها وشفاعتها افتح لنا يا رب باب الكنيسة
Church open to the faithful. Let us ask her to intercede for us before her beloved that he may
do it, Ya Maria, Al-Azra, Al-Zahra, Al-Muqaddasa, Al-Lati Lil-Bakur. مثل هارون الكاهن أظهرت وأوساقت سمران فلهذا نمجدك كوالدة الإله اسألي ابنك ليغفر لنا الفرح لك يا وليدة الإله يا أم يسوع المسيح راشين أؤشرين سيون سلي Mave me buru Rashine otise otoko Mareia smaven Isos berestos Rejoice, O God, our Shout to the God of Jacob, rejoice.
Yeah.
السلام لك يا مريم يا نسل طاهر مبعوث، السلام لك يا مريم يا هيكل نقي منضود، السلام لك يا مريم يا والدة الإله، السلام لك يا مريم يا لائق له فعلا. اسمك في أفواه كل المؤمنين، الكل يقولون يا إله العذراء مريم أعنا أجمعين.
Thank you.
أنس يا رب اسمعنا يا رب ارحمنا يا رب باركنا
شلي لفلوغسون إني فاسي يا سيد ربي يسوع المسيح الآن الذي خاطب تلاميذ القديسين ورسل أولاده المكرمين قائلا نبيا وأبرارا كثيرين اجتمعوا أن يروا ما أنتم ترون ولم يروا وأن يسمعوا ما أنتم تسمعون لم يسمعوا أما أنتم فطوبى لأعينكم لأنها تبصر وأن يذلكم لأن تسمع May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of the saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Remember also our Master, those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers. Which we offer up unto you, Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection. And of us
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew the Evangelist. May his blessing From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the maidens playing timbrels. Bless God in the congregations, the Lord from the fountain of Israel. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, Why this waste? for this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor. But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her."
Glory be to God forever. فخر العذراء يا مريم والدة الليلة هارب كزفة بنارية بونوت انشاس النفتير انت سيوتو كوس ماريا اسما بمبنسو اتفكان انو بناني مولتو بممشو يساري يكون
يوت دوابت
ديكي وصابا بيزن بابي سان اتفكان انو بناني مولتو مرات جريون مشيري نمبر نما اسواب تتري سجيك وتنوشت مستنتي اونس
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Veris tuas Iisus peiensois. In opio socierie.
Rosomet iome domo omi.
Is mover in epo. Si.
O my soul, Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and the Logos of God, the Father, who has broken every bond of our sins through his saving life, giving sufferings, whose breath in the face his saintly disciples and holy apostles said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sin of any, they are retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace to your holy apostles, to those for a time labored in priesthood in your holy church, to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and loose every bond of iniquity. Now also, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, for your servant, my father, my brethren, my weakness. Those who bow their head before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy and lose every bound of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or turning from our heart, whether in deed or word, O Heavenly Father, O Master, who know the weakness of men and the good one, lover of mankind, O God, grant the forgiveness of our sins, and bless us, purify us, absolve all our people. Fill us with your feet and straighten us for your holy good will, for you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, and worship, and unto you with your good Father, the Holy Spirit, and giver of life, who the one is with you now in all times, and into the age of ages. Amen.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Thank you. صلي مع بعض نقول ترتيلة بالإنجليزي المرة دي برضو. يلا. She's praying, she's caring without failing.
Sisters of her Son, Holy every day, help us in the narrow way. Holy Mary, every day, help us in the narrow way. Gather all your people in, free from sorrow, free from sin. She's praying, she's caring, she's caring without failing. Dia Parthena
of God in heaven.
taken in, save before the storms begin. She's praying, she's praying, she's caring without failing.
ابن الروح القدس الله الواحد امين.
So tonight we're going to follow on our series of prayers, and tonight is about Jonas the prophet, so the prayer of repentance. So before we go into the prayer of repentance of Jonah, this prayer is written in the chapter 2 of Jonah. Jonah's prophecies are 4 chapters. It's a very short prophecy. But allow me to go through the 4 chapters, and maybe we can, contemplate together. So before we start that, I'd like to give you some background. First, who is Jonah? So Jonah is a Hebrew prophet, one of the minor prophets. He's a Hebrew name. His name signifies dove. And he was from a village, a little village, beside Nazareth. The village is called Gath Hefer. The importance of the prophecy of Jonah is because that prophecy is the only prophecy in the Old Testament that deals with the repentance of a heathen nation. يعني النبوة بتاعت Jonah, يوناني النبي, هي نبوة بتتكلم عن التوبة بتاعت شعب نينوى. هو كان شعب أممي, ما كانش شعب من اليهود. كتير من الأنبياء اتكلموا وتنبأوا عن أمم, لكن النبوة الوحيدة الكاملة اللي اتكلمت عن توبة شعب أممي مش من شعب ربنا, لو مش من شعب إسرائيل, كانت النبوة بتاعت جونا. أثناء الملك بتاع جيروبوام 2, كان الإسرائيل كانت enjoying a lot of prosperity. Why? جيروبوام 2 inherited a big army from his father with no problems, whether inside or outside. So he was able to restore all the northern kingdom of Israel. So he went all the way to Damascus. And because the empire of the Assyrians was weak, he was able to restore it even further. So he extended the northern territory of the kingdom of Israel. So they enjoyed a lot of prosperity. What was the result of that? You think to yourself, well, great. This is an evil king. God gave him a lot of blessings in his victories. So they should be worshiping, blessing the only true God, because they have the prophets and they know the knowledge of the true God. Contrary to that, they did not. They felt that there is no pressure from outside, so they followed all the practices of the peoples around them. واحنا عارفين ازاي كانوا هم بيعبدوا الآلهة دهية لدرجة ان هم كانوا بيقدموا احيانا اولادهم ذبائح للآلهة الوثنية دي. يعني تصوروا حد يقدم ابنه أو بنته ذبائح علشان يرضي الإله الوثني. كل البراكتسز بتاعتهم كانت awful practices. They thought إن هم they will always enjoy God's favor. So God will always spare them. So that's why God sent them Amos the prophet, and he prophesied that he will send them to exile even further than Damascus, to Assyria. يعني ربنا قال لهم أنا هعاقبكم على الشر اللي انتم بتعملوه ده, وعلشان كده الملوك بتوع أشور هياخدوكوا أسرى, وده حصل فعلا. طب كل الباك جراوند دي ليه بقى؟ علشان نعرف ان مملكة أشور دي كانت العدو الأول لمملكة إسرائيل. It was the chief threat of the kingdom of Israel. It was the Assyrian Empire. So imagine, God now commissioned his prophet Jonah to go to the Assyrian Empire, the chief enemy of Israel, and prophesy the destruction of their capital city, Nineveh, if they don't repent. يعني لو احنا fast forward to the 21st century, if we want to give an example, يعني today, it's like, you know, God is sending his prophet to Daesh to ask them to repent. And these people were wicked people. They didn't know that the true knowledge of God. And they had evil practices. So that's why you can imagine why Jonah was reluctant. You know, he didn't want to go. I want to show you a map of where he was supposed to go and where he ended up going. God asked him to go to Nineveh, east, northeast, 550 miles from where he was, from the northern kingdom of Israel. Instead, he took, he paid the fare, went to Joppa, about 33 miles south, and he boarded a ship going to Tarshish, 2,500 miles away west in the Mediterranean Sea. Nowadays, Tarshish, they say, it's one of the ports of Spain. So, as you see, he was rebellious to God's will. يعني احيانا يعني الموضوع كان مقصود 100%, مش ممكن. يعني ربنا قال له روح ايست, راح وست, اخر الدنيا الناحيه الثانيه. Maybe one of the reasons why he didn't want to go also to Nineveh is he thought that God is very abounding in his love. God is very compassionate. God is very slow to anger, because I know him. And when he sees, like, you know, the people of Nineveh repenting, he will relent. So what do you want? But he wanted something else. He wanted God to punish them for their wickedness, because they were the enemy. He wanted God to rain them, like, you know, fire, like God did with Sodom and Gomorrah. So maybe that's what he was thinking. And the other thing is, he didn't want to prove to be a false prophet. Because if that happens, then he would be a false prophet. Because he prophesied something that it doesn't happen. It didn't happen. So anyway, you see, that's a sin. Because he refused the will of God. It's a sin. We do the same exactly. And sin bring storms. عارفين لما الواحد يبقى يسيب ربنا ويعمل هو على كيفه على مزاجه وبتفكيره هو وبتدبيره هو, مش بس هو اللي بيبقى تعبان لأنه فصل نفسه عن ربنا, وكمان ممكن السن دي تسبب tribulations ومشاكل للآخرين اللي حواليه. ممكن تسبب مشاكل للفاميلي بتاعته, ممكن تسبب مشاكل للكنيسة, لأن احنا كلنا جسد المسيح, مش الكنيسة هي جسد المسيح. فتصوروا لو كل واحد فينا بخطاياه ما تبش على الخطايا دي، ايه اللي هيحصل؟ فاحنا بندهن في الجسد بتاع المسيح اللي هي الكنيسه. يعني كل اللي انا عايز اقوله انه السن بتاعتي انا اللي انا مش بتوب عنها او اللي انا مش حاسس بيها ممكن تاثر على الكنيسه كلها كلها. That's what happened with Jonah here. So he boarded the ship. What happened? And God sent a storm on the ship to bring Jonah back. But these sailors were innocent people, right? The sailors were innocent. They didn't do anything wrong. They didn't sin towards the true God. But because the sea was growing very rough, they were God-fearing people, even though they were not of the fold of the people of God. They didn't have the privilege of knowing God, but they started to pray, each one to his God. They started to pray, asking for safety, and it didn't come. The sea grew wilder. So they started to throw the cargo. That makes sense. You throw the cargo, you lighten your ship, so you can float, so you can survive. And it didn't work. When I read this, like, you know, sentence of throwing the cargo, you know, I felt like, you know, I think we should also throw the cargo. Don't you think? كل واحد فينا عنده cargo ماشي بيه. عنده cargo. عنده حمولة ماشي بيها. معطلة. معطلة ان هو ينمو في محبة ربنا. أو مع الطلاة أنه هو حتى يرجع لربنا. إحنا عندنا حاجات كتيرة شغلانة ويمكن خطايا كمان كتيرة عايشين فيها وإحنا مش حاسين تماما. وبعد كده بنحس أن إحنا مش بننمو روحيا أو مش بنتوب. فيو got to think of throwing the cargo, the worldly cargo. It may be lack of faith. It may be fear. It may be gossiping, judging. It may be bad habits. So many things, so many cargo you can think of. Each one of us know. So they threw the cargo. And it didn't work. So the captain of the ship went to Jonah. Where was he? He was under the deck, sleeping in deep sleep. Deep sleep. So he woke him up, said, "Wake up. And pray to your God." Everybody is praying for safety. Pray to your God. In the meantime, the sailors decided to cast lots. And they had faith that through that lot, God will reveal to them the person who is the reason of that trouble. They casted the lot. The lot fell on Jonah. So they went to Jonah and started to ask him, "Where are you from? What do you do?" So he told them, "I am a Hebrew, and I worship the God who created the heaven, the earth, and the sea." They were terrified. Why? They were terrified because they think to themselves, if now Jonah's God is the God of the sea, and now we are in the sea, and the ship is going to break, and we're going to perish, so we are in Jonah's God's hand. We are in his hand. He is the true God. They were terrified. Also, they were terrified because they thought, okay, so he is a prophet, and because of his own sin, he got punished by God. And he's a prophet, but he got punished for that sin. What will become of us guilty of sin? So many. So, they asked him, "What shall we do to you for the sea to calm down on us?" And he told them, "Pick me up, throw me in the sea, and the sea will be calm, because I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you." Jonah كان يعني صريح مع نفسه. كان عارف إن هو غلط. كان عارف إن هو يستحق العقوبة ده هي من عند ربنا. وقال لهم كده. اعترف. He repented. قال لهم أنا السبب. ارموني في البحر. Yani he was ready in Nahua to give up his life to save the innocent sailors. So God, well, for sure, they threw him in the sea, and the sea was very calm, so they were terrified. They offered sacrifices to God because they knew that he is the true God, and they believed in God. See, God used the disobedience of Jonah to bring back these heathen sailors. ربنا بيعمل كده على طول لأن ربنا عايز إن الكل يخلصون وإلى معرفة الحق يقبلون. ربنا عايز كده. ما تفرقش كتير الناس دي من أنهي بلد ولا من أنهي جنسية ولا ربنا خلق الإنسان علشان يعيش معاه في حب وفي حياة أبدية. فكان استخدم الخطية بتاعة جونا علشان يتوب بيها السيلرز. And they believed in God and they sacrificed to him. The Lord, in the meantime, appointed a great fish, as we read in Jonah 1:17, to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. You know that Jonah was a type of Christ. As Jonah stayed in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights, our Lord Jesus Christ stayed in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights, and on the third day, he rose from the dead. He was a type. Inside the belly of the fish, Jonah was praying. Imagine yourself, you are confined in that belly, dark, for 3 days and three nights. You was not given any assurance whether you're going to stay there for 3 days or for 30 days. You had no hope whatsoever to come out because you needed a miracle. And he thinks to himself, yeah, I needed a miracle. But why would I deserve a miracle to start with? Because I have sinned against God. I have rebelled against God. So for sure God has cast me away. That's his conscience. His conscience was telling him that he doesn't deserve that miracle. Well, after all, there is nobody in the history of mankind that was cast in a fish and came out alive. He was buried alive. But while he is, like, you know, thinking of all of this, he's fearing, like, you know, for his life. He was telling the Lord, see, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. We read that in Jonah 2:2. Out of the belly of Sheol, meaning the realm of the dead. Out of the belly of Sheol, I cried, and you heard my voice. Jonah 2:3. So I wonder to myself, every single time you say, God answered you, and the next verse is, God heard your voice. How do you know? You are still in the belly of the fish, right? You didn't come out. There was no message from God that you're going to come out after spending there 3 days. No guarantee. So what was that? That was the faith. So the prayer of Jonah was a mix of a prayer of repentance. He's feeling his guilt. And in the meantime, he's providing thanksgiving to God. Because even though I am in the belly of the fish, even though I feel that I am dead, but I know for sure that God will save me. I trust his promises. Even before they are fulfilled, I trust God. I know he loves me, and he still loves me even if I'm a sinner. And he will continue to love me. That was his prayer. A prayer of faith, fear, providing, like, you know, thanksgiving, because he knew that God is going to save him eventually. He told him in 2:4, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. So now, in the physical sense, he's inside the belly of the fish. But with the eyes of the faith, he sees himself outside the fish, going to Jerusalem, worshiping God. I will look again toward your holy temple. He said, I went down. God brought my life up from the pit. It was a pit. Imagine yourself, like, you know, he's thrown in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. Who knows? Maybe 1.5 kilometer deep. And he is inside. What hope he has? But a miracle. But God, without faith, how can he make it? That was Jonah, a man of great faith that God is going to save him. And then in verse 8, he says, those who observe worthless idols, lying vanities, worthless idols, meaning lying vanities, forsake their own mercy. What a verse. What a verse. This verse can apply to the whole world today. Because if you look of it, like, think of it, you know, even the sons of the kingdom, even us, sometimes we follow our own fantasies. Sometimes we follow our own inventions. We leave God, we separate ourselves from God by our sins because we don't like his will. And we separate ourselves from the mercy of God with that. So we forsake our own mercy. That verse applied to Jonah, and it applied to the sailors before they believed in God. They were praying each to his own God. They were following idols. Jonah fled from the presence of the Lord. That verse applies to him. Those who flee from the service of the Lord follow their own fantasies, follow their own worthless idols. Those who think that they can flee from under the eye of God, they also observe worthless idols. يعني أنا مش فاهم لو ربنا ده هو اللي عمل الأرض والبحر والكون كله لو أنا ما رحتش نينوى ورحت يعني طرشيش تفتكر ربنا مش هيشوفني يعني ما ربنا عارف كل حاجة ربنا شايفني لو رحت في آخر الدنيا لو نزلت لتحت الأرض ربنا شايفني ربنا owns it all. So God allowed the whale to swallow Jonah. Okay, lesson here is, do not let God have a whale to swallow you. يعني انت لازم علشان ترجع لربنا ربنا يبعت لك حوت علشان يبلعك او يبلعني ليه ربنا بيتكلم معانا بمحبته بيبعت لنا رسائل علشان يرجعنا لحضنه واحنا مش سامعين او مش سائلين او مش عايزين فربنا يعمل ايه عشان ربنا بيحبنا جدا يوم يبعت لنا حاجة تانية يعني أكتر شوية دي أكبر شوية ولو فضلنا برضو كده يعني ودن من تين ودن من عجين ربنا حينتهي إن هو يبعت لنا إيه ويل I hope إن إحنا ما ندخلش في المستوى بتاع الويلز زي ما جونا دخل في الليفل ده بس it was the only way to make Jonah repent to bring him back. The next lesson is, if you are swallowed by a whale, do not grieve, do not fear, do not really grumble against the Lord. And make sure and have rest assured that God has authority over the whale. The whale doesn't have authority over you. God has authority over the whale. You may be swallowed by the whale, but you're going to come out unharmed, like Jonah. He came out alive. So that's the second lesson. Jonah ended up thrown by the whale on dry land. What did he do? He took himself right away, went to Nineveh, and proclaimed the word of the Lord. What was the word of the Lord? Few words. That's the main prophecy in the prophecy of Jonah. 40 days, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. That's the only prophecy that Jonah gave to the Ninevites. Imagine. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. What a short message. But the Ninevites had the heart to believe the word of God. Their heart was a good soil. They believed the word of God and they acted upon it. They believed the word of God. So what did they do? They proclaimed a fast. And all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. And Nineveh repented. The men of Nineveh, see our Lord Jesus Christ, how did he talk about the men of Nineveh? He told us, the men of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah. So they repented at the preaching of Jonah. Perfect. They proclaimed the fast. That's great. They put on sackcloth. So they offered God a broken heart. Did they offer God sacrifices? Did they slaughter oxen to the Lord? No. We didn't hear about that. All they offered the Lord is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And God did not despise that offering. After all, that's the fast that the Lord has chosen, and that's the fast that the Lord will accept. That's the only fast that the Lord will accept. See, it's not enough to fast for sin. That would do nothing to us. It is important to fast from sin. That's what they do. And we read in Jonah 3:10 that God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. So when I say repentance requires works, I just simply wanted to say that fasting only is well and good, but fasting only doesn't benefit me or anything. If I don't turn from my evil ways, if I don't have a change of heart, if I don't have a change of conduct, then it's worthless. You think that if the people of Nineveh put on the sackcloth, would God have relented? If they didn't turn from their evil ways, from their violence, from their stealing, from their sexual immorality, from whatever, do you think that God would have relented? No. No. So repentance requires works. The Lord Jesus Christ told us about Nineveh, a Gentile nation that would reproach the Jews. The Lord said, the men of Nineveh will rise in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. So the people of Nineveh will stand in the judgment on the judgment day to condemn people. Do you think they will condemn the people of Sodom and Gomorrah? I think they will. Because also, Sodom and Gomorrah was going to be overthrown, and God told them if they don't repent, they will be overthrown, but they did not repent. Remember Father Abraham? Abraham the patriarch was interceding, right, for their safety. He told God, God, would you really perish the good with the bad? Would you do that, God? God, maybe there are 50 persons who are good in the city. And we all know the story. And God didn't find anybody. All the way down to 5. Didn't find anybody. Will the people of Nineveh condemn the people of Noah's ark? I think so too. You know, during the era of Noah, the people were mocking Noah because he was building an ark, because he believed the word of God, that God is going to send a flood and he will destroy the whole world because of its wickedness. What did the people do? They did not believe the word of God. They were mocking Noah. You know how many years Noah have been building the ark? 100 years. 100 years Noah took to build an ark. And during these 100 years, the people did not repent. Compare them to Nineveh. They heard the word of Jonah, one prophet, and a stranger. They heard the word of Jonah, and they repented. In contrast, how many prophets got sent to the Israel, to his people Israel? How many prophets? Great prophets, mighty in words and deeds, like Isaiah, Elijah. They did not repent. So, repentance needs works. You and me. Like, by now, I think we must have heard, like, you know, many sermons. Many sermons. But how would that benefit us if my life doesn't change? If my life stays the same, if my life doesn't reflect the teaching of Christ, if my life doesn't bear the fruits of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, love, peace, long-suffering, patience, if I don't have that, how are the many sermons that I heard all my life benefit me? In fact, these sermons that I've heard would become a condemnation to me, because I heard only, but I didn't do anything. I didn't work to repent. I didn't offer true repentance like the Ninevites. I want to remind you by the sinful woman and the Pharisee. Take the example of the sinful woman and the Pharisee. I, for one, I would strive to become like the sinful woman. Why? Because the sinful woman who washed Christ's feet and wiped them with her hair did not offer sacrifice. What did she offer? She offered a broken heart. She was so sorry about her many, 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 many sins. She knew that she is indebted to God by so many, because God is holy, and she was a sinner. She didn't deserve. She didn't even dare to ask Christ to forgive her sins. All she did is she just washed his feet and wiped him with her hair. That's it. And she received the forgiveness for her sins. What did the Pharisee do? The Pharisee is a self-righteous guy. He thinks that he's good. Or maybe he's good enough. Maybe he's better than a lot of other wicked or sinner elsewhere. God, thank you, God, I'm better than the publican, or I'm better than the tax collector. But that's not enough. That doesn't, he doesn't get life to that. He doesn't really, like, you know, get to the eternal life with that attitude. Why? Because he's self-righteous. He doesn't need Christ. He's standing in his own light. A lot of us are standing in our own lights. We feel everything we do is correct. We don't offer repentance. We keep living as we are living. My beloved brethren, I think we should give ourselves every day a few minutes to stay with the Lord and give an account daily of everything we've said and done. Well, let's examine ourselves and see if we have been guided by the Holy Spirit, or are we still under the sins, and are we still carnal and dead? We need to have that time with the Lord and give that account and ask him to change our heart. Let him in. That's the only way that we can change. One time, an expert of the law went to our Lord Jesus Christ and asked him, what should I do to inherit the eternal life? By the way, that's different from the rich lawyer. This one was an expert of the law. And Christ was telling him, what is written in the law? How do you read? And the expert of the law said, yeah, I know. I love the Lord my God from all my soul, my heart, my mind, and my strength, and I love my neighbor as myself. What did Jesus do? What did Jesus reply? He told him, do that and you shall live. Do that. So if you want to really repent, you got to think, what are you gonna give away? How you're gonna change your life? How you're gonna change your conduct to be fitting as a holy temple for Christ? When you let him in, he will help you do that. I will give you examples of people who inherited eternal life through repentance. Think of Zacchaeus, the tax collector. His life changed after he met Christ. It wasn't only like, you know, that he met Christ, God forgave his sins, and he went back tax collecting or robbing people. He didn't do that. He changed his life. How about Demas, the right thief? How about Saint Augustine? How about Saint Moses the Strong? Great example of repentance. All these people inherited the eternal life through repentance by changing their heart and their conduct. And if we really believe that our sins were forgiven by our Lord Jesus Christ through his cross, through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, through the atonement sacrifice of our Lord, if we really believe that our sins were forgiven, and if we really believe that we've been granted the eternal life through his resurrection, then our life should show that. Our love to the Lord shouldn't be by words, but it should be by act, by deeds. That's why repentance requires works. Lastly, on the fourth chapter, Nineveh repented, but Jonah was angry. Jonah was not happy. He stayed on a hill, and he was anticipating what would happen of the city. Would God send fire to burn the city? He was hoping for that. He wasn't happy at all. But God didn't do that. God relented and accepted the repentance. So he told God, Lord, was not this what I said when I was still in my country? Therefore, I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Imagine, he was so angry, he was questioning the wisdom of God that he forgave the sins of these sinner Gentiles, and he wanted to die for that. So the Lord, would he leave him? The sailors repented. Nineveh repented. Supposedly, Jonah repented after the whale experience, but it seems like he wasn't repenting 100%. So God initiated the reconciliation with Jonah because God was very much eager to have Jonah repent. God wants the salvation of Jonah too. He is his son. So what did he do? Jonah built himself a shelter. God built Jonah a plant to give him shade. And then God sent the worm, and the worm chewed the plant. And then God sent the wind, and the plant withered. So Jonah was very angry at God. And then that's what God told him at the end of the chapter 4. Let's read this. That's the last sentence, and it ends by question. But the Lord said, you have had pity on the plant for what you have not labored, nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock? So he was angry because of that plant that gave you shade for a little while, temporarily. But you haven't sowed the plant, you haven't watered it, you haven't grown it. Why were you angry? And you don't want me to forgive these people, 120,000 people, who repented. The heaven would be happy with one sinner repenting. How about 120,000? So that was the question that God ended up asking Jonah. So what is the truth of the matter on everything we said today? It is that. The conclusion is this. Christ looks for the salvation of every one of us. God doesn't want the death of the sinner, but that he returns and lives. We all know that, right? And by the way, the sinner doesn't mean me or just the Christians. The sinner, any sinner in the world. The sinner Muslim, the sinner Jew, the sinner Buddhist, the sinner atheist, sinners. God wants all of them to come to the knowledge of God and to be saved by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is the only way to the Father. As he said, because he is the way, the truth, and life. So let's remember that. Repentance without works is worth nothing. And let's remember that we should not harden our heart when we hear his voice. We should not be like Jonah, you know, who was swallowed by a fish. When we hear the voice of the Lord for us to repent and to return, we have to repent. And if we are swallowed by the fish, we should not despair, knowing that God is going to save us because of his love to us. I'm going to leave you with a few verses from the prophecy of Isaiah the prophet, just to show you how God cares for us and how God loves us. So that's Isaiah. So I'm looking for Isaiah 43. So that's what he says in Isaiah 43. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. That applies to Jonah. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. That applies to the three lads. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead, since you are precious and honored in my sight. Look at how God talks about us, and we are the creature. We are dust. We are so much honored and precious in the eyes of the Lord. Said, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you.
Christus benoti
آمين. اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين لكل بشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات. ولأن محبة الله لا يبدأ بكل ودم تمدن وحيد ربنا يسوع المسيح شركة موهيت والروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم وتدوم فيكم. امدوا بالسلام. سلام الرب يكون معكم. بكرة إن شاء الله ديكون شاروبيم مجدي مخايل هيتكلم من نبوة أشعياء 38 صلاة القوة prayer of strength. بكرة إن شاء الله أيضا اللي عنده وقت الصبح في قداس من 8:30 ل11 ويوم الثلاث قداس من 8:30 ل11.